Hey, it's Bryce again, and today I'm going to talk about an amazing expansion that Jessica and I both absolutely love. I know the last two times we spoke about expansions, we weren't the biggest fans of them, so we thought it might be time to prove that we don't hate all expansions, just most of them. But this isn't one of them. The Valhalla expansion for the game Champions of Midgard does everything a good expansion should do for a base game. In Champions of Midgard, players take on the role of a faction within a Viking clan, whose leaders vie for position and power to become the clan's next Jarl, or leader. Using dice drafting, worker placement, resource management, and dice combat, players will gather money and food, recruit warriors, learn spells, receive omens, and venture out into the mountains and seas to fight a series of monsters to achieve glory. Champions of Midgard is an amazing board game that immerses players into Norse mythology fantastically. There are a lot of things and mechanics constantly shaking and moving, but it's done so in such a fluid way that it feels completely natural and balanced, allowing players to enjoy being a Viking more than worrying about finicky mechanics or anything else for that matter. As good as it is, it was missing a crucial piece of Norse mythology, especially given that your warriors often die, and this is where the Valhalla expansion comes in. Now when warriors die, players get to put them in Valhalla. Combinations of fallen warriors can be traded in for all sorts of new abilities, monsters, and points found only in the afterlife. Players also now receive a special power and die for their faction leader that can aid in their efforts to win. So what makes this expansion so great? Well, there's a lot. The two most obvious ways are the way fallen warriors are now used while utilizing a huge part of Norse mythology to do so. In the base game, your warriors just die and nothing happens. This is one of the flatter aspects in an otherwise textured game that also completely ignored the Viking belief of where warriors go and what they do when they die in battle. By adding this in, players are not only further immersed into the ancient Viking world, but they now also have a whole new way to strategize. It becomes all about knowing which warriors to draft and how to best use them and win. Giving your leader their own special power and die allows the leader to actually feel more like a leader. Also, these powers are just begging to be used and can become an integral part of how you play your game. With different leaders to play with, there is a ton of variety here. Variety brings replayability, which brings the game a lot more value and bang for your buck. The new monsters, Valkyrie, Blessings and Omen, and Destiny cards further add to the mythology and strategical variety as well. To make a long story short, Valhalla is exactly what you want in an expansion. It does everything you hope an expansion will do. Valhalla takes the flattest aspects of Champions of Midgard and elevates them into the most thematic and interesting elements of the game. A lot of expansions can do this, but will often completely change the way the game is played to do so. Valhalla enters the fray seamlessly, making its strategical addition feel effortless, like it was always meant to be there. All this while also adding to the theme and atmosphere. This is the way an expansion is supposed to be done. Champions of Midgard was released in 2015. 2 years later, Valhalla followed. That's 2 years of allowing the base game to be played thoroughly, picked apart, examined, and polled. 2 years for designers to figure out exactly what the game needed and how to best deliver it. This is a vast contrast to many games released now, whose expansions are released at the same time as the base games themselves. As I said last week, when games do this, it shows that the designers and publishers are either A, releasing a game they know has flaws and needs an expansion to correct them right away, or B, is just releasing a slew of extra stuff, neither they're not, to extract as much money from your fear of missing out as they can. Either way, in our opinion, it's a bad look for a game. Valhalla, however, does not fall into these categories. Jessica and I cannot recommend it enough. So much so that we will say here and now that Champions of Midgard should never be played without it.